God has given us His Word found in the Holy Bible. It is the truth. When Noah Webster defined truth in his epic 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, he used John 17:17 as his primary example. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Bible is the singular book, and in the world there is no rival. The earth is filled with billions of books, yet this book is high and lifted up exceedingly far above all others, because this book is the inerrant words of the Maker of all. This exclusively unique and vaunted position of the Holy Bible is not an accident. Its words are not printer's ink and paper, but these words are spirit and truth. The creation word of God is alive to the living, literally possessing the power to even quicken the dead. Think on these verses. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Revelation 19:13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Have you found the God of the Holy Bible? Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit, as declared by Jesus Christ in John 3? Have you found the purity and cleanliness of a blood-bought soul? Make today your yes. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? God said, Numbers 21:7-9, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. God said, John 3:14-15, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God said, Revelation 12:1-9, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with a child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 horns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. God said, Jeremiah 51:34, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. Man said, the God of the Bible is not my God. I will follow another leader that more perfectly reflects my lifestyle. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We look forward to your visits. This is feature article 556 that proves the full veracity of God's Holy Bible. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. Faith laced with apprehension is simply unbelief dressed up in Jesus' name. These last days upon the earth will be very troublesome times, and real childlike faith will be needed. You must be entirely confident that the words found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible are true and righteous altogether. Where there is doubt, the mountain won't move. Romans 14:23 reads, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." You can be confident of this one thing. No academic or spiritual discovery has ever controverted the Word of God. Never stand fast. The intricacies of Satan's spiderweb by which the souls of men are snared is beyond impressive. Yet much, if not most of the time, his deceptions are hidden in plain view. This feature steps off a staggering revelation printed in last week's God Said, Man Said article, which was on the subject of dinosaurs and whether they live contemporaneously with man. At the end of this feature, we will add several new pieces of dinosaur information, but first a more in-depth look at one colossal satanic snare that's hidden in plain view. The following excerpt is lifted from Dragons, Dinosaurs, and the Devil. When one arrives at the house of faith, he or she is greeted by the Word of God and His Christ. When one arrives at the cathedrals, the museums of the anti-Bible people, he or she is greeted by a dinosaur, a dragon, their Goliath, a symbol of their organized rebellion against the credibility of God and His Bible. Should it then be any surprise to you that Satan, the enemy of the cross of Christ, is known as the old serpent and great dragon? Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 reads, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season." End of quote. At our house of worship, we meet Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. At academia's house of worship, their universities and museums, they meet the dragon, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and his companions. The reason for the disparity will be obvious as we continue. In the beginning of time, as recorded in the book of Genesis, Satan chose to possess the serpent as the medium by which he would tempt our grandmother Eve. She succumbed to the temptation and ushered in the law of sin and death. God's curse to the serpent is recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Several features on God Said, Man Said address discoveries by paleontologists that declare the serpent once had legs. Going forward from the Garden of Eden, the serpent is abhorred by man and thereafter associated with sin and evil. When Jesus Christ died upon the cross on Golgotha's hill, he made atonement for the sins of all those who would call upon his name. He made this telling statement in John 3, 14 and 15, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus referred to this passage in Numbers 21, 7 through 9. "Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Note the association of sin and the serpent. Keep in mind that the name dinosaur, which means terrible lizard, entered the English lexicon when it was coined by Sir Richard Owens in 1841. Prior to this, the dinosaur and its kin were known in the Bible and the world as the dragon, serpent, leviathan, behemoth, fiery flying serpent, cockatrice, and more. The dinosaur is the Bible's dragon serpent. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3 again, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season." Satan's imprimatur, the dragon serpent, is clearly displayed in mankind's cathedrals of unbelief and is still challenging Genesis 1:1. Satan declared in Isaiah 14:14, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." The mystery of iniquity is hidden in plain view. In 1992, evolutionary paleontologist Dr. Mary Schweitzer shook evolution to the core when she reported finding blood vessels and structures that appeared to be whole cells inside the bones of a T-Rex. This, of course, would have been an impossible find in at least 65-million-year-old bones, but there it was. God Said, Man Said published several subjects about Schweitzer's discoveries, and at the end of this feature, we will list a series of God Said, Man Said articles addressing related issues. Since Schweitzer's initial declaration, many more similar discoveries have come forth. In Derek Isaac's book, Dragons or Dinosaurs, we find the following excerpts concerning the soft tissue issue and new discoveries from 2005. In 2005, field paleontologist Otis Klein and his excavation team unearthed fossils from a Triceratops and Hadrosaur. These fossils were in such fine condition that the scientific team was propelled to determine if these, like the T-Rex, still contained some fresh remains that had not yet fossilized. To the excitement of the scientists, not one, but both the Triceratops and the Hadrosaur still possessed collagen. The presence of such organic material flies in the face of the evolutionary ideology that these creatures had been dead for 65 million years. Unlike the team of scientists that control the T-Rex bone, Otis Klein and another scientist, Hugh Miller, were eager to test both of these dinosaurs for carbon-14. Klein and Miller both understood that any trace of carbon-14 in these bones whatsoever would provide hard evidence that these creatures were less than 100,000 years old. That, of course, would mean that the evolutionary timelines were wrong by, at the very least, 64.9 million years. Due to the significance of this study, the industry-recognized accelerator mass spectrometer was used to test for carbon-14. Furthermore, not one, but two internationally recognized labs, Geochron Laboratories and the University of Georgia Isotope Center, were used so that the results could be independently confirmed. The tests yielded paradigm-shifting results. Both bones contained carbon-14. It should be noted that the biblical creation model placed man and dinosaurs together, and that is confirmed by the RC dating. However, we believe these bones are even younger than the upper age of 30,000 years. I will not delve deeply into that now, but theories have been formulated that demonstrate that whether it is accelerated decay rates or other factors, it is not unlikely at all that the real ages of both the Triceratops and the Hadrosaur are closer to 5,000 years old. What the RC test provided was an absolute ceiling to the creature's age. They cannot be older than 30,890 years and the 23,170 years plus or minus the respective margins, but they certainly can be younger still, and I believe they are, end of quote. An interesting note. The area in Montana where these fossils were found is a world-famous graveyard, and its name? Hell Creek. Satan's imprimatur greets its faithful, in the museums of unbelief. God said, Genesis 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." God said, Numbers 21, 7 through 9, "Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. God said, John 3, 14 and 15, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." God said, Revelation 12, verses 1 through 9, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." God said, Jeremiah 51, 34, "Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out." Man said, "The God of the Bible is not my God. I will follow another leader that more perfectly reflects my lifestyle." Now you have the record.